And so if you want to know where a person lives, you might ask someone,
what's his address?
All right, and if you're going to put that on an envelope, you might say, will you what the letter for me? Will you
address the letter for me?
Now, do you know the expression, have you used the expression to back a letter?
Back a letter would mean, if we don't not use too much, you use the expression, a person wouldn't hardly know what you were saying if you say back it, but if you say, will you address this letter for me, we'd come here knowing what
I see.
The word back isn't used too much.
And if a child's behaving very badly, you might say, doing something very strange, you might say, who on earth watch you that? Who on earth?
You know, who on earth taught you to do that?
Yeah, yeah. And if someone someone says, have you done that yet? And you'd say, no, I haven't gotten around to it yet, but we need to do it soon.
Would you ever use a term like barrow or stag or rig?
We get to that as soon as we can.
Yeah, we need to do it pretty soon.
Or steer and cattle.
Like we're projecting or fixing or plan, intend to do it pretty soon.
Yeah, or put that off till tomorrow. We're going to do today what we put off till tomorrow.
But what we're going to do tomorrow, we say we want to do that tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll get that done tomorrow.
Right. And if someone wants to do something, you really don't care if he does it or not. You say, oh, well, you can.
But it's in material to me now, whether you do it or not.
Okay. Do you something like, if you want to, or if you have a mind to?
Yeah. It suits you, the place you'll be old mind if you don't, so what?
Okay. And a children's nickname for one who bears tails, or?
There's a tattletale.
All right. And your wife might go out in the garden and out in the flower garden and pick
these beautiful flowers.
Okay. And something a child plays with, any kind of a little thing a child plays with is a
toy.
Do you know or use the expression play pretty?
Play pretty, not too much. That would mean it's about the same as a toy, play pretty. If it's pretty, if it's just an ordinary toy, it'd be a toy, but if it's something that's kind of decorated, well, see, it's really pretty.
Good morning, sir.
Morning. Good morning.
I'm all right.
Is my time about up?
Yeah, and that phone's up there for you to come get your seat.
Good, well, good. Won't be how much longer?
Oh, I'd say about 15 minutes. Is that too long?
Well, yeah, we maybe finish
it's
up.
Rainy time, isn't it?
Good.
Rainy time.
Yes, sure. Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you, Grandma.
Can we 15 minutes, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure we can.
Yeah. I don't want to get too tired.
I'd say, which one did you give me? You say that's the one you.
That's the one you asked for.
That's which one did you give me? You'd say that's the one you.
You selected.
Okay. And I say, what's new? You say.
No news at all.
No. I say, what's the? I'd say, what did he give you? And he said, he didn't give me.
Didn't give me anything.
He gave me.
Yeah, he gave me a plenty. Not enough.
Uh-huh. Well, someone says, what's new? You say,
no news at all.
Or how about nothing?
Just the same old story.
And if you're going to give food to the cattle, you say, I'm going to.
Would you ever say nothing?
Yeah. Nothing? Yeah, could you? Nothing new.
And I say, there must be.
Must be something. You bound to be.
Okay. And say, how long has it been that way? And you say, as far as I know, it's been that way. It's
ever since.
All right. Or how about always?
Always, either one. Ever since, always.
And if someone didn't do something accidentally, you'd say, he did that.
On purpose.
All right. And you want to know the answer to something, you'd say, well, I've that question many times myself.
When it's actually on the egg, you call it away.
I just don't move answer to it.
All right. And some little boys were bad. You say they what all day long? They
were mischievous or
hitting each other. You'd say
they were wrong. Tangling or getting rope or.
All right. And if.